Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
And today you're going to be talking about the employment picture. Now is a good time to get a job.
Now is a very good time to get a job. The jobs report came out on Friday. The numbers were great. Economists had expected that we would add 230,000 jobs in December. The good news, we added 252,000 jobs. So we beat expectations, and then the unemployment rate went down to 5.6%.
5.6%?
Yes, which is the lowest level since June of 2008.
Yeah.
Now, one caveat, black unemployment remains about 10.4%. We typically are about twice that of two-thirds to twice that of white. So, black unemployment, we still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But one interesting thing about black unemployment, when you looked at where jobs were going and who was adding jobs, African-American males led the way with a 6% increase in the number of employed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's compared to white men, which was 1.2%. Latino men were 5.7%. So while we have a lot of catching up to do, we actually saw black men being the biggest gainer over the month.
That is great news.
Yeah, that's actually really good news. And
yeah.
The big story is that with 2 million jobs added all together in 2014, that was the best annual number we've had since the late 1990s. So if we can repeat that in 2015, unemployment for our country will be under 5% at the end of this year.
And the market?
The market loved it. The market rallied big.
Finally.
Yeah, it had, you know, this 3-day slide at the beginning. People thought, oh, gosh, you know, what are we in for? And then basically the market scored triple-digit gains on December 17th and 18th, and it was really in reaction to the jobs number.
So what are the best places to find a job? What's the what sectors are hiring right now?
Well, it's interesting. That is, you know, the great story is it seems to be across the board. Trade and transportation, manufacturing, all the professional services, financial sector, all of them showed strong numbers in December. Private sector specifically showed very strong job growth. A third of all employers said they expect to add full-time people in 2015. So that's great. We also see IT continue to be very attractive, and healthcare continue to be very attractive, according to CareerBuilder. So that's all very, very good. So think the biggest job demand has been tied to digital innovation, customer loyalty. So think sales, data analysis, customer service, all of those areas look very, very strong. The weak area, which is not going to surprise you, is going to be energy or energy-related company.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news about cheap gas prices is that those companies are going to have a lot of pressure on them, and it will probably slow down the expansion that they have or even retract it. They may even have to lay off workers in that sector.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, all good news.
And the State of the Union is, when is the State of the Union?
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm sure that'll be a big part of the story. The only negative that's worth mentioning is that the wage growth continues to be very slow. So we're adding jobs, but wages aren't going up as much as we would like. That should change a bit in January this month because 29 states are raising their minimum wage this month. And
that's
that means
great.
The majority of states in our country are now going to have minimum wage higher than the federal level, but we need living wages.
And so black men are getting more jobs. That's
right.
That's great.
Black women are very happy.
You don't sound happy.
Very happy.
No, this is great. Well, black women, we grew at 4%. So
we're keeping up.
Yeah.
All right. Melody Hobson. And Money Mondays, more about this on blackamericaweb.com.
Take care.